My guests are having a lovely chat about
Sorry,
David Tennant, Sue Perkins, Sigrid, it's fine. You're discussing who was in Westlife, who was in Boyzone.
Yes, yeah. We can't remember the difference. I mean, they're both individual and magnificent in their own right, but we're struggling.
They slightly merge in the collective memory. Yes.
The names, but Sigrid, you then confessed that you are, was it A1? You were a massive A1 fan?
I don't think I said those exact
words.
Oh,
no. See, I am such a journalist. I'm like a tabloid
journalist. We were, yeah, sorry.
Someone from A1 came from Norway.
Is what we think.
See,
but you know what? That's kind of the same. Yeah. Everyone who's from Norway is...
remotely the same. Yeah. I'm so sorry doing that.
They're my favourite band named after a major arterial route in England. They really are wonderful.
Dear. Sue, we've had a lovely message.
The A303 is quite good. They're a great band.
I love that one. Sue, I finished your latest book, East of Croydon, last night. It made me laugh, cry, and laugh until I cried, which I call craughing, actually. I loved it. You are wonderful. From Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. That must be great to
I know everyone should read it. It's such a fantastic book. Also, tell us about Insert Name Here, which you're doing on BBC Two.
So this is a panel show I've been doing for the last 4 years with Richard Osman and Joshua Widdicombe, and sort of historians who come in and try and bend the silliness by way of fact and fail, usually, because we just talk nonsense over them. So every week is a different name, and so if it's Steve, we'll go back to King Stephen by way of Steve McFadden. And it's such fun, and 10 o'clock on BBC Two, you can come and look at the madness.
It's great, Tim. You've got to keep them all in control as well.
Oh, I don't bother. There's a loose corralling, but you can't really. Also, it's the tallest man in show business and the shortest man in show business.
Oh, of course, yes. Josh Widdicombe and Richard Osman.
Yes, we have to put Richard in a sort of trench so that he looks the same height behind the desk. A sort of builder. Yes, it's extraordinary amount of digging we had to do before the thing started.
The things that go on behind the scenes. Please ask David Tennant about Good Omens.
Oh, right.
What was it like to bring a Neil Gaiman character to life? We can't wait to see it on the screen. Rob in Freezing Nottingham, post-swim eating. Nice work, Rob.
Swim, you crazy.
I know,
person.
Crazy. Everybody is waiting for this. Yourself and Michael Sheen. How long do we have to wait, David?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's quite soon, but they keep these things very secret until they have a big launch, and then everyone gets very excited. But yeah, Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett novel that people love, and Neil has now adapted it for Amazon Prime and the BBC. And I didn't quite realise how much people love this book, and now I'm getting quite scared because it does feel like we carry people's dreams here.
Oh, goodness me! Yeah, and there's a huge more responsibility on the shoulders of David Tennant. Neil's actually sent us some biscuits this morning. Bless him. He said, "Talks about the book this year. Good Omens will be coming to a TV screen near you on Amazon Video, Prime Video. We thought you might appreciate some tea and biscuits whilst you're waiting.
Nice, isn't it?
Sorry
really
about the world ending. So look, he sent in some iced gems for party rings.
Party rings.
Oh. Yes, and also some Good Omens tea. And now in a Good Omens tea, it says, go on, be a devil. Lovely picture of David's character on the cover. It's green tea, white hibiscus, lemongrass. Do you like tea like that, David
Tennant?
That sounds
disgusting, if I may be honest.
What even is white hibiscus?
What is white hibiscus tea? What's the most interesting thing that made you drink while you were away, Sue? You did have some incredible booze. Everyone constantly giving you their equivalent.
An old plastic bottle that was sort of Tibetan moonshine, and I don't remember the week. It really everything was just darkness for a while.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, a lot of dressing. I dressed up in some very ornate local embroidery and danced, and then woke up sort of in a field with my friend Oliver. Anyway, it was a wonderful trip.
That sounds like some nights out in the 90s that I care to forget, actually. Good morning to you all. Because Sigrid, please say good morning to my son, Joseph Kidd, who's off school today, feeling a little bit under the weather.
Oh, no.
He's 9. He's your biggest fan, Sigrid, and he's going to see you live at Latitude Festival in July. So, Joseph, yes, will you say good morning to Joseph?
Good morning, Joseph.
Bless you.
Yes, sorry to hear you're sick.
Yes, hopefully you'll be feeling better soon. Sigrid, such a lovely voice. Beautiful and cool young woman. That's coming in from a lot of people. A lot of people saying you're an amazing role model for young lasses and young men. A refreshing role model for girls. Pauline in Hampshire, mum to a teenage girl. Your voice is amazing. So lovely to hear someone that can genuinely sing like that. Leona. That could be Leona Lewis, I'm not sure. hi, Zoe. Loving Sigrid's voice. Clear and pure and an immediate convert. That's Martin. Look at you today.
That's very nice.
Will you sing for everyone again, Sigrid?
Yes, would love to.
You're going to do the new single.
I have a new single out. It's called Don't Feel Like Crying. Playing it now live.
Fantastic. Take it away, Sigrid.